You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, I'm Lata Jha and welcome to the latest episode of our show Business of Entertainment, your weekly dose of the financial performance of what's buzzing in the world of entertainment, at the movies, on TV and on streaming platforms around you. The Marvel brand is expected to touch new highs in India with the release of the latest Thor film, Love and Thunder, the fourth in the series that came out last weekend. Not only is the character one of the oldest and most popular from the Avengers universe, unlike the last Marvel film, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, this has wider appeal for families and children. Unsurprisingly then, Thor made over 18 crore on day one in India. The Marvel brand has become bigger in India post-COVID, as seen in the success of Spider-Man No Way Home a few months ago, which Thor was expected to build on as it released in nearly 2,800 screens. The fact that these films are increasingly finding patronage among wider audiences can be seen in their improving box office collections. For instance, Spider-Man No Way Home, that made over 218 crore in India this December, was the first Spider-Man film to cross the 100 crore mark, though the character and franchise have been loved for years through movies like Spider-Man Far From Home, that made 86.11 crore, and Spider-Man Homecoming, that made 59.96 crore. Love and Thunder 2 was expected to help build the Thor franchise within the Marvel Universe, even though it has already seen box office success with the previous installment, Thor Ragnarok, that made 58.73 crore in 2017. Meanwhile, having lost the rights to live stream Indian Premier League matches for the next 5 years, Disney Plus Hotstar is going all out to beef up its entertainment content and prevent subscribers from leaving the platform. The Walt Disney-owned streaming service is buying big-ticket films and bringing fresh web originals to the platform. Late last week, Hotstar premiered Kamal Hassan's latest Tamil hit Vikram, which it acquired for an estimated 100 crore. Also on offer last week was the new season of its popular chat show, Coffee with Karan, that has returned for digital audiences, giving up its linear television presence. The opening episode featuring Ranveer Singh and Alia Bhatt was everything any of us who watched it repeatedly over the years would expect. Shallow, frivolous, and yet in good, harmless humor. That's all we have as far as entertainment goes this week. We will be back next week with more news and context on all that's fun and entertaining in hopefully better times. Till then, stay safe. Thanks for tuning in.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
When Tillamook ice cream beckons you to the freezer aisle, which irresistibly creamy flavor do you choose? While you're thinking,
try not to fuck up the glass.
Tillamook ice cream. Extraordinary dairy.